Thank you and good afternoon. Caltrans District 1 held a memorial at their district office in Eureka on Thursday morning as they honored the 184 Caltrans employees who have died while working on roadways across the state. At the memorial, 184 traffic cones were laid out in formation by Caltrans to represent the fallen employees, and a special segment was held for the workers in District 1 who died while working on roadways in Humboldt, Del Norte, Lake, and Mendocino counties. 16 of the traffic cones donned a special black sash and a placard with the name of the fallen employees from District 1. Eureka Police, city officials, as well as the California Highway Patrol and the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay were on hand at the memorial. Arcata residents were left without power as a power outage hit customers living in between Hidden Creek and part of Gentoli Lane around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Power was knocked down for over 1,000 Arcata customers across that area, and PG&E crews who responded to the scene had power restored by 4 o'clock. The cause of the power outage remains under investigation. 11 health centers across the North Coast will receive funding. Dan Squire has more.
Congressman Jared Huffman has released a statement to announce that 11 health care centers in his district will receive a total of $11 million in discretionary funds for providing medical service to underserved areas across the six counties. The Arcata Open Door Community Health Center will receive $2.8 million, while Trinity County will see $933,000 and Laytonville's Long Valley Health Center will get $940,000. Health centers in Ukiah and Fort Bragg will also receive funding, and Huffman said in a statement that the money will help thousands of people get the health care they need. The grant funding supports patient-directed organizations that provide primary and preventative care to thousands of residents across the North Coast.
Thank you, Dan. Multiple events will be held across the county this weekend as Earth Day began today. Arcata's Environmental Services Department is inviting the public to rebuild parts of the trailer in the Arcata Community Forest on Saturday morning. The Yurok Tribe will also hold their 15th annual Klamath River cleanup on Saturday morning as well, and that begins at 9 a.m. The Sequoia Park Zoo is also inviting the public to join their party for the Planet Free Day on Sunday afternoon, where there will be games and educational activities at the zoo. Those are just some of the events that are being held in honor of Earth Day. Mendocino County deputies booked 21-year-old Kenneth Whipple following a domestic violence incident that occurred at his residence in Covelo on Wednesday morning. Deputies responded to the residence in Little Lake Road and contacted a female victim who reported that Whipple had assaulted her and she had head injuries consistent with her report. Whipple was placed under arrest and booked into Mendocino County Jail for domestic assault and probation violation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Wednesday night, Eureka police apprehended a juvenile male that was responsible for firing shots in the backyard of his residence at the corner of Booner and L Street earlier that day. The boy fled the area after the shooting, which prompted a large law enforcement response, but it also caused Eureka High School to be placed on lockdown for over an hour. Schools typically conduct drills to simulate what would happen if an event similar to this were to occur. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck spoke about the incident on Thursday morning's Talk Shop, and he said that when the situation is not a drill, it naturally puts a different spin on things, but there are other challenges as well.
Where it gets challenging is when you get toward the end of the day, and that's one of the things that we have to be cognizant of. When this happened, we actually released a lockdown shortly after 2:30. Zane was never locked down. The police advised us that we didn't need to lock down that campus because it wasn't in the proximity of concern. However, Zane was out at 3:10, and that is right after this situation's wrapping up. We don't know where the student is. So that creates a challenge of what's safe? Is it safe for students to walk home?
After Eureka police found the boy, he was arrested and booked into juvenile hall on unrelated charges. Eureka police are searching for a male adult responsible for robbing Humboldt Petroleum on Broadway on Wednesday night. The man ran off with an undisclosed amount of cash after brandishing a handgun at the employee. The suspect remains at large. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.